father, friends, they picked the wrong man in doing so. It is amazing as to how the American people have allowed the revisionist to set the narrative when it comes to the forefathers of this country. One thing is for sure is that what has been laid out in the revised version of who they were are in fact the exact opposite of what it is that they want you to believe, especially when it comes to the likes of forefather Thomas Paine, the author of Common Sense and Crisis. The message that was written by Thomas Paine was done to seek out as to what was politically, ethically, morally, and practically wrong with English control. In other words, King George, of an inference with the colonies here in America. Thomas Paine's Common Sense was written with no connection to party, under no influence public or private, but by the influence of reason and principle. He also stated in his book Common Sense, which was published on January 10, 1776, which, by the way, preceded the Declaration of Independence Proclamation, Thomas Paine's Common Sense was responsible for lighting the fuse and catapulting our forefathers into independence. Remember that during this time there was dissent and anger in the air and a sense of unavoidable conflict. When writing to the colonies of British tyrannies against them, Thomas Paine stated, "Conquest may be effected under the pretense, which means false or fiend, of friendship, and ourselves, after a long and brave resistance, be at last cheated into slavery. There are persons, too, speaking of them that sought the middle way, who see not the fullest extent of the evil which threatens them, the tyrant king of England. They solace themselves with hopes that the enemy, if he should succeed, will be merciful. It is the madness of folly to expect mercy from those who have refused to do justice." He also went on to say that tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered, yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. You see, Thomas Paine understood that what is too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put proper price upon its goods, said Thomas. And understanding what it was in the balance, he said, in taking responsibility, "If there must be trouble, let it be in my day, that my child may have peace." And with a heart filled with faith and a full assurance, Thomas Paine went on to say that we have it in our power to begin the world over again. His publication of Common Sense was written with the view of taking notice of any attempt to refute the doctrine of independence. At this time, the Declaration of Independence was being constructed by that of Thomas Jefferson, Robert Livingston, Roger Sherman, Benjamin Franklin, and John Adams concerning that again of the Declaration of Independence. What Thomas Paine meant in context when advocating for the separation, he said, speaking of the tyrant King George, "We fight neither for revenge nor conquest, neither from pride nor passion. We are not insulting the world with our fleets and our armies, nor ravaging the globe for plunder. Beneath the shade of our own vines are we attacked." Remember that the Lord intends for man to govern himself under his commands and the leadings of his spirit. Thomas Paine, referencing the Lord once again, said, "Suppose that he has relinquished the government of the world and given us up to the care of devils. And as I cannot see on what grounds the King of Britain can look up to heaven for help against us. In other words, if God be for us, who can be against us?" So with the full heart, Thomas Paine enters the crucible to serve the cause at hand as the stirring spiritual voice of the American rebellion from English tyrannical rule. One more time, if the devil and the revisionists wanted you to believe them when it came to the likes of forefather Thomas Paine as being the least religious and poorly educated forefather, get your Bibles out, friends, because they again picked the wrong guy. As a matter of fact, I would have you know that today he would have been considered one of the brightest and most religious. Going back to his book, Common Sense, Thomas Paine laid out from Scripture as to how the people, namely the children of Israel, and how they wanted to join in when it came to the customs of the heathen world by rejecting God. God calls to the Christian churches today. It is to come forth from their hiding place, just as Elijah came forth, and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God, and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. John G. Lake. E.M. Bounds was correct when he stated that God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people, he said, compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is, said E.M. Bounds, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, you shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, it's supposed to be a holiday today, right? I guess everybody takes off on holidays except Bradley. I don't know what's up with that. Listen, if I rest, I rust. We can't do that. Listen, there's some new information coming out right now, folks, and I just think we're being dilly-dallied with concerning the military. And you're going to have to just weigh it out in the light of truth as for yourself concerning what, in fact, is going on here. But what we're going to talk about, and I'm going to play something for you here in just a second, but listen, folks, the reason, and I've said this before at church on Sundays, Christ's church is not in trouble. Man's church is in trouble. Okay. And what happens, the reason man's church is in trouble, it's because it's left off Christ. And the Bible tells us clearly in Jeremiah 17:5, blessed are those that trust in the Lord, and cursed are those who trust in the arm of the flesh. You can also take that to none other than Isaiah 30. And again, that's why we're in trouble today. So following man, what happens? Chaos ensues. And what we have is man trying to dethrone the living God, which is never going to happen in a million years. But they want to go ahead and give it a shake anyways. They want to go ahead and give it another try. And I was going to say they want to test their steel, but it's not steel, friends. But again, it's nothing new happening here in the United States of America. Every country before falls, as John Adams rightly said, is decadence follows luxury. And it's one of those warnings that the Lord gave us in Deuteronomy 6:12. He also talks about it in Deuteronomy 8 as well, that you're not to forget the Lord your God who gives you the power to obtain prosperity. And listen, folks, if prosperity pulls you away from the Lord, rest assured it's not him. And this American dream that's been thrown at us contradicts Scripture on so many different fronts. Read Luke 12:14 and 19 when you get some time. And again, you'll understand perfectly as to what I'm saying here. Now listen, I got a brand new website coming up, hopefully by Wednesday. That's my push right now. I just looked at it a couple minutes ago. Looks fantastic. It's sonsoflibertyradio.com. The old one is still up. That's who we are and what it is that we've done. That's the old one that you'll see today and tomorrow, and hopefully Wednesday you're going to see the brand new one, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also wanted to point you to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, and go ahead and check out those 8 to 10 articles that are posted every single day of the week from contributors across the country that are in the culture war, okay? They're in the culture war. These are not people that are paper tigers. They're not hiding behind a microphone. They're actually in this culture war bringing about resolve. That's what Scripture teaches us. Faith without works is dead. And then take that and counter it as a positive. James 2:14 through 26 as well. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that page and or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. And friends, at any time over the next hour, please do not wait till the last moment. But if you want to add to, take away, go ahead and give us a call. That number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know, folks, that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6. Okay, so let's roll into this because, again, we've got much to cover. I just want to keep you attuned as to what's going on across the world, and it's absolutely amazing. And if anybody's confused after today's show, again, that chaos, that's that confusion that you're a partaker of, read Daniel 9:7. That'll give you the exact answer as to why you're there. Because we have to understand that confusion is not of the Lord, 1 Corinthians 14:33. And again, if we don't want to be confused, then we stay in the Word. And we stay in the Word, folks, the Lord's going to give us eyes to see. And that's just how it goes. Am I confused? I'm not confused at all. I'm bothered by what I see. Now, notice what I said. Most people are confused not by so much what they see, but what they can't see. Well, the Lord gives you eyes to see so you can see clearly as to what's going on here. That's raining judgments in this country, is it not? Yes, I don't think anybody can combat that. So let's go forward. I want to at least play one of these for the first segment here. This is a high brass coming forward and telling the American people what's going on. Mr. Ritchie here wants to tell us that Trump is declaring war on his own country, and I don't think anybody can deny that neither. And what we're seeing right now is him using an unconstitutional agency called ICE, dressed up like a bunch of terrorists, going through the states of the United States and sweeping away their sovereignty. And what is the excuse for corruption in the halls of government? The very illegals that they treasonously allured in. And they're not going after the mayors. They're not going after the governors. And I keep saying this for the purpose that people need to understand. If this was genuine about cleaning things up in the United States of America, Trump would have sicked federal and state authorities on the governors and the mayors for the act of treason, which is found in Article 3, Section 3. Okay, so I just want to make clear that you understand that ICE is sweeping away the state sovereignty in spite of state rights. And again, remember, the federal government is the tail now wagging the dog because the federal government is a creation of the states, not the other way around. So let's listen to this high brass and see what he has to say about what's going on with Mr. Treasonous Trump today.
Malcolm S. Ritchie, Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army Reserve, 3 combat tours in Iraq, 32 years of service in the United States Army, Army Reserve, and Army National Guard. And I'm here today not as a candidate, making that disclaimer. I am here to express my outrage at the meeting in Quantico, Virginia, between Hegseth, Trump, and all of the senior officers in the United States military and the senior NCO Corps. Those generals, admirals, and senior NCOs sat there in stone-faced silence, listening to the most outrageous speeches ever made in United States military history by the Secretary of Defense and the President of the United States. Secretary of Defense, on his ridiculous rant, trying to take to school generals, admirals, senior NCOs with 10 times the leadership ability.
Exactly. So he said 10 times the leadership ability, and you have little Petey over here, Mr. I've been married 3 times now, just like Trump. Interestingly enough, he's the one that's appointed to go and rebuke the admirals and the generals and the colonels and the so on and so forth in the military, okay? This is what he's talking about right now. And he says that those that were being, you know, basically reproved by a Hegseth, he said they've got 10 times the experience. Why is this guy appointed to make such a move? Because as I've said 1,000 times, and it was like Benito Mussolini said, scoundrels are easier to control. Well, Hegseth's a joke, the clown in the circus of politics, and him being the joke is on the American people, and this military high brass is trying to tell the American people that he's not qualified, that he is in fact a scoundrel. He is. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty
Radio.com. Hello, KLKS. Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m., both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions in answer to the corruption that we are experiencing within the Capitol walls in Minnesota. The days of complaining about what so many tolerate must come to an end. Enough is enough. It's time for lawful justice. This will be at Jack's Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a true Berean? The book of Acts commended the Bereans for testing everything against the Word of God, not just blindly following religious leaders. Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and for 30 years I've defied the religious status quo and fought for the lives of preborn children. And one man I deeply admire is Bradley Dean. He knows his Bible, and he's not afraid to call out hypocrisy. He challenges the sacred cows and false assumptions with bold truth. You may disagree with him, and that's fine, but if you're a true Berean, you'll search the scriptures for yourself, just like he does. And the truth will set you free.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9% was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9% was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, folks, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. I'm going to get back to this colonel retired talking about Trump's war on his own country. Now, I know some people think, well, that's far-fetched. Nonsense. You'll understand before the end of the show, believe me. This has been going on for a long time. Here, I will. I want to show you something real quick, because this has been going down for some time as well. But you guys all see Pam Bondi. I mean, how people are going after her now and understanding that she is there to merely defend all of the criminals in this administration. And one of the things that we have continuously highlighted over here, during Donald Trump's first administration, his criminal tenure, you do have to understand that after that alleged shooting that took place in Florida there, remember he's the one that said, take the guns first, due process second. He had it completely backwards, didn't he?
Isn't it also interesting, friends, that 25 governors sold to the American people as the good guys under the guise of the Constitution, which is not in there, concerning the Republican Party? It's interesting that they signed on to 55 legislative acts, all unconstitutional, against law-abiding Second Amendment gun owners. Did you know that? Okay, that's why you're listening to the show right now. But we can see now Pammy over here, who's known Donald Trump for a long, long time, by the way. Her name's probably in the Epstein files as well. But Pam Bondi builds the gun registration mega sword Democrats would create. Of course, because people don't listen to guys like me until it comes to pass, and it always does, that history teaches us that the tyrants are under the guise of what? The flag in the Bible. The flag in the Bible. And here it comes again, friends, right? The ones that are sold to you as the good guy, history teaches us once they get into power, they show you who they really are. And again, that's why the Lord tells us before it takes place, prevention is better than cure. And again, if we don't want to listen to that, we're going to get more of this. Let's listen to the rest of this high brass former colonel talking about Pigseth, this clown, Mr. Hegseth, this scoundrel who's attacking and scorning those in our military, when in fact the military men have 10 times the experience of this little scoundrel appointed by Donald Trump. That scoundrel. So let's listen to the rest of this.
...and the experience that the failed Major Hegseth could ever begin to understand. And then they have to listen to the cognitively declined president of the United States, who I would now name as dictator of the United States, tell this audience that they will be expected to wage war against the American people.
Did you hear that? That is absolutely factual information that he just gave to you. We have known for a long time that administration after administration has tested the military men to see if they would attack their own country, their own people. So when he's bringing this up to you, you need to understand that this isn't a joke. This is factual information that he's giving you, okay? But what I find ironic, and I know that they're supposed to stay neutral, right? As if to suggest there's a right-left paradigm, which there is not. But it's interesting, friends, that he comes out, instead of holding the said president of corporate America, Donald Trump, and Hegseth, and the rest of these scoundrels and federal government accountable for what it is that they mean to advocate, what do we get? We get it just like from any other politician. They just tell us, we've been conditioned by the mainstream media and the bad guys that this is far as we can go. And if we go any further, then we're probably going to end up in jail by one of these unconstitutional alpha organizations. Right? But the bad guys, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do, as if to suggest they can assume authority that's never been delegated to them by the people. And somehow or another, the bad guys can do the wrong thing. But the message to the American people is always the good guys can't do the right thing. Americans, really what it comes down to is who you're submitting to. Right? Resistance towards tyranny and tyrants is obedience to God, full head on. I can tell you right now, and I practiced what I preached up to this point by the grace of God. I am not going to submit to tyranny. I will resist it at every given step, lawfully, okay? And again, I'm just bewildered a little bit, a little befuddled, I'm not being funny, a little confounded at times, that we have military brass acknowledging what everybody else knows in this country, but they continuously allow it to go forward. Again, the bad guys, somehow or another, they have the right to do the wrong thing. I don't know where that came from, because it didn't come from the Lord. It came from the devil. And here you have 86% of the people professing to be Christians that are allowing them to get away with it, and they fail to do the good thing by keeping the commandments of the Lord unto judgment. Right? Let's listen to the rest of this.
That's exactly what Trump said. So don't get on here and try to tell me that he didn't say it. Training grounds in American cities. What does that mean? They're going to go in locked and loaded into American cities, American neighborhoods, and use American citizens as pop-up targets on a live fire training range?
Well,
this is absolutely astounding. Abuse of power.
That's right.
Which makes, by my estimation, Donald Trump a domestic enemy of the Constitution.
Whoa, did he really say that? You'd think the American people would have enough knowledge of the Constitution to identify that long, long, long ago. And not just Donald Trump. I mean, folks, it's so far out of the scope of authority that's been given to these people that it's foreign to us, and now we understand where that foreign influence is coming from. We'll get to that in just a moment as well. But again, I wanted to play that for you because that is high military brass. That's not Bradley Dean. Okay? I want to play another piece here for you, and I want you to check this one out. Because here's some breaking news concerning what this colonel just tried to warn us of. Troop deployment in L.A. is ruled illegal. Well, guess what, Americans? Again, if there's domestic insurrection or there's invasion, guess who's supposed to be called up? Those that are supposed to be called up are the militia, the American people, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16. Now, if they're not calling you up, I think you should probably pay attention to this next piece here. Again, I'm just laying this out there for your candor, and you can go ahead and decide as to the truth of the matter. But I don't see any other reason that they'd be sharing it with us other than the fact that they're trying to warn us. Check this one out.
Historic and breaking news for the first time in U.S. history. A federal judge has declared that a president of the United States, Donald Trump in this case, has violated the Posse Comitatus Act in place since 1878 to protect the American people from an out-of-control president who's trying to use the force of the U.S. military and military troops on civilian domestic soil and against Americans. And this judge, Judge Breyer, sits in San Francisco. The brother of a Supreme Court Justice, Stephen Breyer, he is not shy. And he has said out loud that the president has, through his actions of trying to take over California's National Guard, but by extension, using that National Guard, using the Marines against Americans for domestic law enforcement purposes, is not only a violation of the Posse Comitatus Act, but he says in the first two pages of his order that what he's observing is a president that has decided to create illegally, unconstitutionally, a federal police force to take over and use at his command and take over, obviously, blue cities and blue states.
Okay, so I just want to stop there for a moment again because it comes back to one of those things that me and Tim, morning show host, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, have relentlessly told the American people as to where this was going. It's going to be aimed at the American people. And guess what, friends? It is. Okay, you now have, just like towards the whole planned crisis concerning the plandemic, we had federal judges come out and say what the governors are doing throughout the United States of America is a violation of the 14th Amendment. They have no lawful authority to dictate decrees that are unconstitutional and forcing people to take an experimental jab. But what did the people do? They ignored the law. They ignored the federal judges. They ignored state Supreme Court justices, and they went along with the tyrants. Hey, folks, this is another one of those we're trying to tell you that prevention is better than cure, and it is time. It's long overdue that the American people begin to resist. Why? Because it's not legal. It's unlawful. Therefore, it's unlaw. It's unconstitutional. It's null and void. It's nugatory. It doesn't exist. What I said at the beginning of the show is following man's going to bring a curse. And chaos will ensue. That's exactly what's happening. It's exactly what's happening. Because man refuses to be the law in this country. Is under God. They are the government. And I wish people would get in their heads and in their hearts first and foremost that they are the government. And that these people work for us, but they're acting like it's some sort of monarchical system of government. And they're demigods. They can do whatever they want to do. They're above the law. And yet they violate the law continuously, and there's no consequence. They have some sort of impunity when it comes to the crimes that they commit against the people. Nonsense. Nonsense. Oh, my goodness. People, 345 million people need to be educated here. Nobody has a right to do this. And again, times 1 million. It's time to lawfully clean house here, friends. We're going to come right back. I'm going to change topics. 1-281-845-4704. 281-845-4704.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking,
There are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with a goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, KLKS. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, I will be there confronting the unlawful issues coming from the corrupt within the halls of our Capitol building in Minnesota and what it is that we are to do in lawfully responding to them. Both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions. Again, this will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
BBSRadio.com.
So we're going to switch topics. Any thoughts? 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I realize that it's a holiday, people, but I'm here. And I guess those that understand that the price of liberty is eternal vigilance, I guess that's what we're doing here, right? Regardless if the majority go with us or not. I wanted to go ahead and give you a scripture from Isaiah 30. Oftentimes, I'll just shoot them out at you. And I want to read this one to you, because when you look at Isaiah 30, which I made reference to, because we're talking about how there's a curse when you trust man, and there's a blessing when you trust the Lord. In this country, Article 6, Section 2, is the supremacy clause, and under God, he is the law. He is the king. No king but King Jesus, not man. Man is to execute the Lord's laws. Article 2, Section 3. They're to faithfully execute the laws, okay? If you don't do that, you go to Isaiah 30. Woe, that's a curse, to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel but not of me, and that cover with the covering but not of my spirit, that you may add sin to sin, that walk to go down into Egypt. And if you look at Deuteronomy 17, those that are to serve we the people are supposed to know the second portion of that chapter concerning those that are going to be representatives in the country. And again, if that wasn't true, why did they put their hand on the Bible, right? Swearing to uphold the laws. But it says that walk to go down into Egypt. That's what the Lord said not to do, but that's where they're bringing you again. They're forging your chains right now, Ephesians 4:14, and have not asked that my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of what? Their king. Their king. It's idolatry. And to trust in the shadow of Egypt. In other words, those that just go along to get along, right? Okay, so anyways, let's bring that portion of the show to a close. Again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Now, I want to highlight something here again, just in passing, just to keep people abreast as to what's going on with this alleged Charlie Kirk assassination. And believe me, folks, I have been paying attention to all of this. I know people on the inside. I know how these people have been recruited. We're seeing enough information coming out that nothing adds up, literally. Okay, with that, let me revert back to something here. Here, you know what? Let me go ahead and play this first, and then I'll bring up Nick, and then I'll bring up Candace for you. Check this out. This guy was on a show just recently, and again, I love throwing these guys out there because you can hear the voice of independent journalists and independent media resources that the mainstream media means to suppress. This, I love this because this is what people need to see. This is the pulse. This is the voice of America. Listen to this concerning the Charlie Kirk alleged assassination. Listen to this.
That certificate. There's no ballistics report. There was no crime scene investigation. There were no paramedics. There were no police swarming it right after. There was a plane that left 30 minutes right after that was 20 minutes away from the venue. There was a funeral held 11 days after in a stadium that was or wasn't booked 4 months before, that was booked in 11 days and put together with pyrotechnics and WWE-style showmanship. You have a shooter that left the screwdriver on the roof, changed three times, and left the rifle, assembled the rifle, disassembled the rifle in 6 seconds. Then they found the rifle on Palantir property. Somehow he reassembled the rifle without the screwdriver that he left on the thing. None of it makes sense.
So, and this it's is the JFK same, all over again.
It's the exact same pattern down to the magic bullet that supposedly a 30-06 or whatever the heck it was or whatever that was stopped by Superman's bones. The exact same, the Patsy, all of it JFK.
Do you think the guy that they're saying that shot him, which doesn't seem to be believable.
You mean the guy that went to college for a month at a CIA school?
It always comes up, friends. The truth always comes out because the Lord said he would bring it out. Look at how it's interconnected once again. Okay? You just got done listening to this guy for 2 minutes saying that there's nothing that's credible. And this is what they want you to believe. Everything that has taken place, friends, has been criminal concerning if it was an assassination, it has been an unlawful cover-up from start to finish. Okay? And that is not speculative. Just hang on a second. Now they're talking about this alleged shooter that military experts are saying there's no way it was him. Okay? So everything about this, again, the narrative that they're selling to us is an absolute lie. And this guy is proving it just once all over again. And this is what happens when people don't learn from history. Now this guy's asking the question, what about this alleged shooter? Now they found out that he went to college for 1 year, for 1 month under the CIA. Don't forget I said that.
parents were in the government.
Yeah. His parents are in the government.
Did something.
Just like Charlie Kirk's under Trump, just like Erica Kirk is under Trump, and they're involved in the military-industrial complex, and the list goes on, right? All this information the mainstream media doesn't divulge to the people because they don't want you to think, they don't want you to see past their lies and their narrative, once again, that they're continuously forming through what? Their media influencers. Remember I said that.
No, I don't.
So is he going to go down?
I believe it as much as I believe that a bullet whizzed past the president's ear.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
Do you think that he's going to go down for the crime?
I think he will not make it to trial.
Yep, there's a lot of people speculating that he's not even going to make it to trial. But again, friends, they need their patsy. They need the lone gunman. This is how they do it. This is what they've been doing since day one, because then they can control the narrative from start to finish. And they do it all the time. They did it at Mandalay Bay. They did it in Florida. Oh, they did it with JFK's assassination. Yet 81% of the American people didn't believe it. But 81% of the American people let the corrupt go ahead and cover it up. And that's what they're going to do again here. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, is ridiculous as that just sounded. Oh, here, maybe I should finish this. I have in front of me right now, friends, a documentation of TPUSA and how it's all been changed just most recently. And guess what it goes back to, friends? It goes right back to Israel money, Israeli money in the Israeli government. Now, I just want to say this again, just so you can all understand why I say alleged concerning this assassination, because Charlie Kirk sold out since day one in taking money from Zionist Jewish billionaires that have been expelled in every country that they've entered, okay? He took the money, and the money was there to drive the narrative to make everybody in America, namely the young people, to be voters. Ask Charlie. He's told you this. We played the video for you. You've heard the audio. His objective was to make young voters out to be Trump supporters. Okay? Just so you know. And to make the young people in America Israeli-friendly, Zionist-friendly, Rothschild-friendly, a creation directly from hell that is selling themselves to the people worldwide as the children of God, when nothing could be further from the truth, okay? Now, we got that. Now, I want you to check this. So, just recently, you guys all know who Nick Fuentes is, and I told you that this kid is controlled opposition because he comes out of nowhere, at least on a popular level, on a new platform, a new plateau of fame, let's say it that way. He is a media influencer, and he comes out and he does nothing but critique all of these other said media influencers, such as Charlie Kirk, such as Tucker Carlson, such as Candace Owens. And it's just pro wrestling at its very worst. They're designed to drive that narrative. When I say it, listen, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. And Americans, no matter how many times I tell you this, you keep reverting back to it. And then you make reference to what Candace said or what Nick said or what Ben said or what these other clowns, Matt said or Mark said, or the whole list goes on. They're paid influencers. Guess where that money's coming from? The same place that Charlie got his money from. Okay, and it just went back. Now what are they doing? They're adding a bunch of homosexuals to drive the new narrative. And guess what they're also doing, TPUSA friends? They're reverting back to the original narrative concerning the Jewish billionaires' money to drive their narrative for pro-Trump supporters with the young inside of the churches and to make them pro-Israeli without asking any questions. They pick up the dirt from Fox News that brought us into the predicament that we're in today, because people don't understand the truth. They don't have ears to hear it. But they now are taking them that brought us to the position that we are concerning the older people. Now they're going to drop them off at the kids and try to do the same thing with the kids. It's not going to fly. Mark my words. But Nick Fuentes, this guy comes out of nowhere. He's as confused as can be. He says good things just like the rest of them do. But folks, you would never eat a steak with poison in it, would you? That's what they are. Nick Fuentes is out there correcting everybody else. And guess what he has? He's going after Trump, and he's going after this guy, that guy, and the other guy, right? But what does he have on his shirt? It's a big, huge picture of Donald Trump. What are they doing? They're telling you exactly who they are. That picture on his shirt is a confession of who he works for. Okay? Now, when you go over to Candace Owens, Candace last week had a dream of Charlie coming to her. This is the lady that just told the American people that she's the only TPUSA Mason over there. She just told you, just like the Muslims have taqiya, Masons can lie too. She's a part of the Eastern Star. I didn't say it. She said it. We played the audio for you. But folks, she had a dream that Charlie came to her. That's necromancer. The Lord calls that an abomination. He condemns that. Nonsense, Candace. Nonsense. Oh, this is the point I want to make. She's got a hat on with the CIA logo on it. What's her confession? This is what I'm a part of. What does the CIA do? They drive the narrative to lie so that the American people believe everything, or so they think they believe the truth, when in fact it's a lie. And what did William Casey say from the CIA? They know that their program is complete at that point. I'm telling you, all of them are a part of the same crew, and that's why they got so much wealth accumulated. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of LibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over
the
internet.
See those calls.
BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours, an alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, KLKS. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, I will be there confronting the unlawful issues coming from the corrupt within the halls of our Capitol building in Minnesota and what it is that we are to do in lawfully responding to them. Both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions. Again, this will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic."
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so I got some calls up here, and this is all good. There's so many different ways. I don't want people to get stuck on this. I just want people to realize that they're being lied to about this whole scenario from start to finish. Again, it's a distraction. And I played something from Catherine Fitz just the other day where she came out and said the whole thing was a psyop. This is a woman that worked under the Bush administration. She said it was a psyop. She said it was a distraction from what they mean to do. Well, they're setting up a surveillance system right now with your money. No, aimed at the American people. Not only are they setting up a Chinese social credit score system to monitor you everywhere you go, Americans, by him who makes America great again, right? There's the curse. But they also set up a system called the Genius Act. And I'm going to continuously reiterate this until people come to the realization that this is aimed at you. And they're trying to create a digital currency system to get rid of money. And when that happens, Revelation 13, 17, you're done. I don't know how to, there's no nice way to say it. If you allow them, and you've seen what they meant to do during the pandemic, that was a test run. The minute the American people take a digital currency system in the place of cash, which is a violation, again, of our laws, Article 1, right? Section 10, Clause 1, you're supposed to pay with silver and gold. We lost much of that a long time ago. Matter of fact, JFK was going to go ahead and restore that back to the American people, but the American people didn't care enough, but he did. Now they're trying to get rid of cash altogether because they want to basically surveil everything about your life, even your heartbeat. That's not a joke. That's a fact. That is not a theory. You know, I'm going to tell you something. The mainstream media, and I've told you this before, that as the history of his accomplices to cover for conspirators because they say they're just doing their job, you do realize, friends, that it's their job to drive the narrative to corral you into the system of those that they work for. That makes them just as criminal as the ones that are telling them what they're supposed to do or paying them to drive the narrative that they're driving. But again, I'm just telling you right now, and you can ask them, they'll tell you. If it's not Elon Musk wanting to put a chip in your brain, that sounds so outlandish, Bradley. Yeah, you're right. And it goes back to what I tell you there too, friends. They do the unthinkable, and that's how they get away with it, because you don't think anybody's capable of being that evil. They are. They are. And I don't know what it is that they have to do. I don't know what it is that has to come to the light before the American people finally figure out the truth of the matter. But I just hope you don't have to learn after the fact, because there's going to be no after the fact. You're done, right? Margie calling from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Margie?
Hey, Brad. I believe in what I believe in. It's that little spirit, that voice in your head that tells you between truth and lies. But the question that's been bothering me, especially with this Charlie Kirk nonsense, is is the CIA that stupid they don't cover their tracks well? Or do they just feel the American people are that stupid? But yet again, they've got to know there's people that are going to research and follow up on their lies and their junk, you know? That's where my confusion is. My confusion is not with the truth. It's how their brain works, if they have one.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to answer you, Margie. It's all the above. They know that the majority of the people are going to sit down and allow them to do it again. And so what do? They do it again. It goes back to the resolve that drum that I continuously pound on. Judgment guards our liberties. If the American people, who already know that they're being lied to, don't hold them accountable, just like we were talking about yesterday in Brainerd, or the other day in Brainerd, Margie. If we don't bring justice to the corrupt, you know, again, the message is the bad guys can do the wrong thing, but the good guys are somehow or another taught by the mainstream media. You better go no further than what it is that you've already gone, or how far you've already gone concerning the truth of the matter. You're right, good guys, but the bad guys say you better stay there, because if you don't, we're going to take some more of these alpha organizations that you're highlighting right now, Margie, and we're going to sick them on you, and we're going to go ahead and create you to be a criminal in the minds of the American people. That's how they get away with it. And in the majority of the people, they love a crucifixion. They love to see people go down. They're entertained by it somehow, but they don't realize that it's aimed at them as well. Amos 6:3. So, right. So the bottom line is when the bad guys do what the bad guys do, and the good guys, as they call themselves, allow the bad guys to do what the bad guys do, they're all going to fall into that ditch that they're allowing the bad guys to dig. Counter that, anybody, please, because that's exactly what Scripture teaches us. The whole of the people go to judgment. There's nobody that is above God's law, because he brings the evil of men and he judges the evil of men for their evil acts before a just and a holy God. And that includes the good, the bad, and the ugly. And the indifferent, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say, too, I want to thank you for Brainerd and how you inspired these people with your hour talk beforehand. And, I mean, it was awesome. It was after I got my statement in and sat down, I kind of teared up. I was overwhelmed hearing these people's sad stories fighting with the government about selling their house that they were renting because someone was behind on rent and destroying their house.
Yep.
It was so sad. And I teared up and I thought, the Lord just said to me, don't cry. This is a great thing that this is all coming to the surface. And God bless you, Bradley. It was amazing.
Amen. I'm glad. And yeah, thank you for that awesome cake that you made too, ma'am. That was first class.
Oh, yeah.
It was first class.
Yeah, you got the leftover.
I think I like you a little bit more, Margie. If that's not an insult, that's a compliment. But that was just when I seen that, I just thought that was great. That was just that's a sign of classy.
You're welcome, Bradley. Yeah. I'll make you a cake a week if that keeps you that happy.
Thank you. Totally appreciate it. We got Stacy calling from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Stacy. What say you, my friend?
Thank you so much. You're always right, which should show people that you are a prophet of God. It's from God, because you've been telling us all this stuff would happen. I'm so far behind, and I apologize. I was asleep. I didn't know. I repent.
Yeah.
But they have gone so far. They're starving us, the wars, abortion. Their evil gluttony, I think, has gotten them in trouble, because we can see they're not even happy if we have a piece of bread.
You're right.
They've gone so far with the final insult is this human meat they're making in UK for people to eat human meat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's unthinkable, like
I've
you
seen
said.
It. Yep, I've seen it.
And so they use Charlie Kirk to get people. Usually that shuts us all up, but we're all like, no, if that was that gun, I think his head would have come off, or
people
in white shirts around him would have been, you know, covered in blood.
And yep, right, yep,
they
everything.
They just tell these horrible stories to us.
Yeah, well, they want to make it as gruesome as possible, because as the media says, if it bleeds, it leads. Oh, yeah, they just want us distracted. But when you said what you just said, you have to understand that the synagogue of Satan hates Goyim. That's Europeans. That's white people. That's why you're seeing what you're seeing in the countries on a worldwide basis, because they're at war with Goyim. That's me and you. And you're right. They're not happy with us being happy in any sense of the word. But then again, I'm not asking for permission from them to be happy neither. And I'm living my life in such a fashion, Stacy, that they're going to have to worry about how they live. I'm not going to sit there and worry about anything outside of that. So in that case, as to the point that I'm making, we're going to just keep going forward. I do want to say this really quick. Just hang on, Bob. I see you there. We're going to roll over just a little bit into a social media platform. But with that, I also wanted to let you know that both Candace Owens and Nick Fuentes, they're both now saying that everything else, they're belittling all the independent journalists by saying that all of the stuff that we said before is complete garbage and it's conspiracy theory. And the facts all point us, listen carefully, adding insult to injury, just to show you that they're controlled opposition. Now they're saying that all facts lead us to the official narrative. I'm not kidding you. In spite of the facts, friends, that's Candace Owens. That's these controlled operatives. This is Nick Fuentes. This is Alex Jones. They can play all big and bad that they want to, but there's always one thing they never go after, isn't it? And you know what that is. I wanted to show this to everybody here. There is a video out now. Do you guys remember going back to the Charlie Kirk alleged assassination? Do you remember that the kid that proposed the last question And I'm going to come right back to this in just a moment. I'll probably bring this up for my radio friends tomorrow. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, I'm going to go for 5 or 10 minutes here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23 hours. Okay? See ya. Okay, so what I want to do is I want to show you this video. Do you guys remember the guy? You guys remember seeing all these hand gestures, right? All these signals going off at the same exact time, right? Okay. Again, I just played a video from a guy that said there's nothing that they have given the people that makes any sense. There's holes in everything, and everything that they've done and given onto us has been completely outlandish and illegal and speculative. And that's exactly when you have confusion around an alleged assassination or a crisis on this level. You have to understand that there's conspirators at work giving you 20 stories to keep you confused. That's all by design. When it's a genuine assassination, there's none of this. And I've proven that point before. But let's go back to this date in Utah. And do you guys remember the last kid that asked the question? And once he went up to the microphone, all of a sudden you've seen these hand gestures going off at the same time. You guys all know what I'm talking about, right? Just giving you the information. That's what I'm doing for your consideration. I'm not sitting here driving a narrative outside of the fact that you're being lied to again and again and again. And you know you're being lied to again and again and again. But this kid, when he got up to the microphone, remember what he did after the shot allegedly went off? Remember how he grabbed his head and he started to shake? He wanted to give some sort of dramatic appeal to those that were watching, like, oh my goodness, this guy's frantic. This is traumatic in so many different ways. He's going to need some counseling after this, so on and so forth. Well, there's a video of him the day before talking about how much he hated Charlie Kirk, okay? But what he didn't expect, and this is what's so awesome about the things of the Lord, because the truth is always going to come out, and those that have eyes to see and ears to hear are always going to receive it. What am I talking about? Well, here, I want you to see this. This is a video of that fat kid, and that's the best way to describe him. He was the fat kid that asked the stupidest question he could have possibly asked, and then all of a sudden the hand signals went off all around him. But I want you to see this before... He's practicing before he asks the question. Hunter Kozak is practicing before this alleged shot took place. He's caught on video practicing. Friends, again, how many times have we seen crisis actors? And we see the same crisis actors found at different created crises and conspiracies, Jeremiah 11:9. I'm just asking, again, for your consideration. Now, let me go back. I don't know why this is going through my mind right now, but I'm going to throw it at you. Do you guys remember the Umbrella Man at the JFK assassination? Do you remember the Umbrella Man when JFK did that hairpin turn? By the way, that route was all changed the day of when JFK got there. In what they did and the route that they created for him with all the windows open, it was a kill spot. It was a kill box, friends, right? But do you remember the video that shows the Umbrella Man going up and down with the umbrella right before the shot? You guys all remember that. So what's happening here is nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. There really isn't. I don't know. I think people, and when I say this, I know it's true. Even unconsciously, they're not thinking people aren't, but somehow or another, they're entertained by this kind of stuff until it hits home. And then when it hits home, all of a sudden it breeds or it bursts a ministry. Isn't that interesting how that works? I mean, you hear a politician saying, you know, it's okay for people, for example, it's okay for people to drink and drive and so on and so forth. And he's getting a little money under the table. And he pushes this narrative and this agenda. It's okay that they drink. And then what they do is they get out there and they end up killing one of their own family members. And all of a sudden that politician becomes the biggest advocate for law enforcement against those criminals after the fact. I don't know how people are entertained by this. This is a mockery of the intelligence of the American people. This is a mockery of law. And they're gloating in this. Okay? I'm going to go ahead and take Bob, and then we're going to... I had a bunch of tabs up. We were going to hit other topics, but when you guys call, we're going to make it your show. Bob, Sons of Liberty Radio, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. What say you?
Bradley, Sunday was great. Anyway, I got some news you'll never hear. It involves statewide GOP. We have an elected body of 62 members that held an emergency meeting on Saturday to censure six representatives that behaved badly during the last session, and it totally flipped our guaranteed Republican form of government.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, somehow somebody from D.C. in the Trump administration called in and spoke to the chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, and then he put them on air at this 62-member SREC emergency meeting, and he got them to flip what they were going to do. They were going to censure six representatives, and two of them were going to be removed from the ballot because they violated the principles of the Texas GOP platform. The first one is creation in the Bible. It was a nature, nature's God. Anyway.
Well, it just goes back to what I was seeing at the event that we just did on Saturday, and I didn't let them go there, but they were just basically trying to justify their inability to do the right thing by bringing forth the articles of impeachment and prosecution to these corrupt individuals in the capital of Minnesota. And we were just basically told that, you know, the bad guys can do what the bad guys do, but the good guys can't enforce the law and bring about impeachment. Yet our forefathers stood in the face of the lies that we're being told to today, as if to suggest the bad guys have a right to do the wrong thing when they don't. And this is the gridlock the American people are in today. There is no authority for them to come in and put a stop to a lawful agenda. They don't have the authority to do that, but the people in this country are accustomed to go ahead and give way to it regardless with another, there's nothing we can do about it, Bob. And you know this. I can't hear you. Okay, I lost Bob. I don't know what's going on with that. Folks, again, we can talk about this kind of stuff all day long, but it's for us to get out there and right the wrongs because we have the law to do it. The law's on our side. First and foremost, that law came from our Lord, and he told us to magnify it in the process of doing so. We're also called, in a gospel sense, to be the light of the world, to reprove the works of darkness, Ephesians 5:11, and that's what we're going to continuously do, regardless of what the bad guys want us to do. I'm not asking them. I'm sick and tired of them. I'm tired of them trampling underfoot the blood of the men that fought, bled, and died to give us the things that we have today. I'm tired of it. That brings a curse to a nation, friends. And that's an example in a minimized fashion as to what the Christ did for us on the cross of Calvary. I'm not going to stand back and watch this, friends. I'm just not going to. We're going to lawfully deal with it, and we're going to continuously push forward, regardless if they like it or not. For every time they come at us, 10 times more, friends, we're coming at them. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you tomorrow. See ya.